that anyone asks of adventures. That's the way we feel about this newest transcribed adventure of Terry Lee and Pat Ryan and their friends. Pat is now in charge of the 1st Chinese Commando Group, but thus far the outfit has made no raids on the invaders. Reason number one is because the men, although tough, eager, and smart, have not learned how to identify airplanes. Because of this, they almost shot down the plane piloted by Jude Hennig. So Pat ordered these soldiers, former members of the Dragon Ladies outfit, to start learning how to spot aircraft. But other exciting things have also happened. I'll tell you about these events in just a moment. Terry and the Parrot is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, boys and girls, one of the things our government has especially asked every good American to do is this. Uncle Sam asks us to eat the right things. Because you must eat right to be a strong American. Protective foods like Libby's Tomato Juice are important to every one of us. You see, Libby's Tomato Juice has vitamins, lots of them. It's rich in vitamin C and A and also supplies vitamins B1 and G. Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice gives you vitamins in a great big way. And it's grand for flavor, too. Refreshing, zippy, delicious flavor, like red ripe tomatoes fresh off the vine. Every food that Libby packs, and there are more than 100 of them, is famous for its flavor. Have you ever tasted Libby's fruit cocktail, or Libby's corn, or Libby's swell corned beef hash? Gosh, they're great. Flavor like that makes a meal a real adventure in good eating. And Libby guards food values just as carefully as flavor. When your mother asks for Libby, she can be sure of nutritious, convenient, wonderful tasting foods. So tell her about Libby's tomato juice and other Libby's foods, how much they contribute, and how they're extra special good. She'll be glad to get them. Now, the name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's Foods. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Pat and Jude Hennig have found and rescued the elderly Dr. Fu Ling. He has been a prisoner of the Dragon Lady, who, although she is now working with our friends against the invader, dislikes the Chinese doctor. Ever since Fu Ling was kidnapped from the town of Yankuk, Pat has sworn to get him back. And so when Pat arrived in the commando headquarters in the Samsung Hills, he started quietly to search for the old doctor. The man was found alive and well. About 5 miles distant, Pat, Terry, and Jude brought him back to Jude's plane. It was night, and the plan was for Jude to take off and fly the doctor back to Yankuk. But after a quick look at the fuel gauge in the plane, Jude said,
All night long we risk our necks to find Dr. Fu Ling. We risk our necks to get him here and get him in this plane. Now our moonlight excursion is off.
What's the trouble, Jude?
No fuel. I left orders for the boy to fill up the tanks. Yes, sir, forgot it.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, the only thing we can do is lie low until morning. Maybe if we talk fast, we can keep Dr. Fu Ling out of sight.
Yeah, we'll have to talk mighty fast to get this plane refueled and in the air before the Dragon Lady gets suspicious.
Yeah, I know. And what time is it now? After midnight?
I guess so. We've been away for about 3 hours. Why?
I'll hop on the plane, explain the bad news to Fu Ling, tell him to lie low.
And while you're doing that, what's my job?
I'll try and find Pat. He's apt to be shot if he goes mooching around in the dark.
Whoever does any shooting will have to have better eyes and ears than you have, Duty.
Pat!
Let's keep our voices down to a shout.
You got back in through the stone walls okay, huh?
Yeah, I guess I did. I'm not a ghost. The old doc, is he parking the plane?
Yeah. There's no gasoline, so there's no moonlight departure. That'll have to wait until morning.
Well, so far as I know, the Dragon Lady doesn't suspect anything.
Well, those shots you fired woke up this garrison. She may be prowling around near us right now.
No, we're safe enough. I just made a checkup. She was seated in her shack. We're okay. That is, if nobody discovers Dr. Fu Ling in Dude's plane.
Hey, maybe I better stay right here with the ship until morning.
No, let's leave it alone. Nobody will bother it. As long as the doc doesn't try to get out or...
And what do? Wander across this field and report to the Dragon Lady?
Why not? We make everything look like it should. We left early this evening to check up on 2 commando outposts. Well, we did, and we're back. The main thing is for Dude to fly the plane and the doctor away from here in the morning.
Very well, gentlemen. I'm gratified to know that your visit to the 2 outposts was successful. You say you found everything in order?
That's right. Of course, we lost the guy, that fellow Wong. We got back all right.
There was a slight disturbance outside the rocky walls not so long ago. He did not hear it?
Well, everything was okay when we arrived here. Wasn't it, boy?
We had no trouble getting in. Come to think of it, we didn't meet the center.
He was around that time.
Well, I'm Bush. I'm going to turn in.
You folks can sit up and talk, but don't forget, dude, you're flying out of here first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so I almost forgot.
What is this? Mr. Hennick has come here to help us. We have need for his plane. He cannot leave.
Now, wait a minute. Am I in charge of this commando group, or am I just a dummy?
You are in active command, Mr. Ryan.
Then I'm ordering Hennick to leave here in the morning.
You have your reasons. I should like to hear them.
Well, item one. I don't want a one-man airplane squadron around here. Our soldiers are swell guys, but what they don't know about airplanes, they make a big book.
Yeah. I left orders for the gas tanks to be filled. I just checked a few minutes ago. It hasn't been done. If an enemy plane spotted this hideout, I couldn't get my crate off the ground. That's bad stuff.
Yeah. And item two. Dude will be back as soon as he gets his plane overhauled.
And boy, does it need attention. There's a flock of machine gun holes in one wing and a shell hole as big as your head in the other. I'll be flying a hunk of Swiss cheese before long.
And while Dude is away, this outfit is going to take lessons in aircraft spotting.
Very well. You appear to have good reasons, and we shall see Mr. Hennick take off in the morning. Everything all right, Dude?
Yeah, I've got plenty of gas now. Be ready to take off in 2 minutes.
You'll be sure and come back. I'll need help on this airplane spotting job.
Yeah, I'm not doing much good at teaching, Terry. But I can tell you this. Your gang here had better get some high-octane gas stored near here. This last refueling took all there was.
And I'll tell Pat of the Dragon Lady. How's Tricks? Everything okay?
Yeah. Old Fool Ring is in the plane as quiet as a setting hen. I held a hose to the tanks. Nobody had a chance to look inside the ship.
Well, you better get inside before the Dragon... Uh-oh. Here she comes. I wonder if she has a hunch we rescued the doctor.
You never can tell. That's quite dumb. Ought to be easy. Well, good morning. Getting ready to shove off. Any messages for the front office?
You are at liberty to make a report of your own observations, Mr. Hennick. I have nothing to add.
Now, I was just saying to Terry, if I'm going to be flying in and out of here very much, I'll need gas and plenty of it.
You shall have it. The first mission of this commando group will be to raid a supply base of the invaders. We shall destroy what we cannot use, but our men will bring back a supply of gasoline.
Good. And don't forget plenty of oil. In fact, I could use some bombs, too. And if you run across a square meal, bring it along.
All set, Dude? If you are, climb in that crate and get on your way.
Okay, I'll be fair enough.
Be sure you do. Tell the bigwigs we're well and happy and spoiling for trouble. As soon as our boys learn how to spot planes.
On the way, I'll tell all.
And kick those
tops
out from the wheel, Terry. I'll be willing.
Okay, Dude.
And good luck.
He's a grand guy, Dude is.
He was a great help to you last night, I presume.
So-so. Dude isn't much good when it comes to walking. He's too lazy. Besides, it was night and, you know...
Odd that he was willing to accompany you and Terry to the outpost.
Yeah, I suppose so.
If I recall our arrangement, Mr. Ryan, you and your friends were to visit outpost numbers 2 and 4, remember? I remarked them clearly on the map. And Wong was to guide you to them.
Uh-huh.
Then, how does it happen that you visit outpost number 5 last night?
Well, that's so. Well, perhaps I made a mistake.
Yes. And we can hardly blame Wong for leaving you there unless he had direct orders from you. Is it not so?
Well, so we checked up on number 5 outpost. Tonight, we'll check up on 2 and 4. How's that?
You had a reason for going to number 5 post.
And there goes Dude. Look at him.
Happy
landing, fella.
Good luck.
We saved you. He's a great flyer, great guy. Oh, yeah. What were you saying?
I have just had word from Wong. He lost you and Terry and Mr. Hennick last night.
Yeah. What happened to Wong?
He spent the night at post number 5. Came back with a message.
A good fella.
He told me that Dr. Fu Ling had escaped from the small shelter in which I had been keeping him a prisoner.
Dr. Fu Ling? Well.
And he was a prisoner at outpost number 5, eh?
Mr. Ryan, you will please try and not act so stupid. I think we understand each other. Dr. Fu Ling is gone. You and your friends were at post 5 last night. The conclusion is obvious. You helped him to escape.
Now, how could I do that? Where could I hide him?
Pat, Zygon lady, I got it. I got the idea.
What idea?
How to teach the soldiers to spot planes. I'm standing in front of Dude's plane when the propeller started to turn over.
Well, so what?
Well, the minute I saw that prop whirling around, the idea came to me. Boy, is this a stunt, and it'll work, too. I know it will.
Well, simmer down and tell us. What's this stunt or whatever?
Well, it's like this. A plane flies overhead. It's going fast. Well, you can't take time off to look through a book and check up on different designs and decide if it's an allied or an enemy plane. You can't do all that.
No, by that time, it'd be too late.
No, you've got to learn to spot the plane just like that. And how? Well, I'm getting to work right now. I got a device in mind that'll make it easy for anybody to spot planes. And it came to me the minute I saw that airplane propeller roaring around.
Well, that's fine, Terry, but what is it? You haven't told me.
I'll show you as soon as I can get the thing set up. But if... It'll be better than all the books you ever saw. Oh, maybe the Dragon Lady can show me where I can get 2 pieces of clean white cardboard. That's all I need. And some ink and a sharp knife.
One moment, Terry Lee.
Huh?
Before you let your enthusiasm run away with you, I should like to ask you a question.
Well, sure, go ahead.
Do you know where Dr. Fu Ling is?
Do I know what... Why, Dragon Lady, if my life depended on it, I couldn't put my hand on the doctor.
Well, those are my sentiments, too. Too bad Dude isn't here. We could ask him.
I am of the opinion that Mr. Hennick could answer my question quite easily if he were here. In spite of your evasions, I know where Dr. Fu Ling is. We will close the subject, gentlemen, for the time being.
You think she knows that Dude flew away with the doctor?
Well, let's things stay as they are. She knows about the doctor. She can't prove we had a hand in it. Look, now, Terry, come on. Let's dig up the cardboard and the other things you need, but whatever you're up to, it better be good.
It's not only good, Pat, it's sensational. Come on, I'll show you.
So, Dude Hennick was able to fly Dr. Fu Ling to safety after all. But if he had delayed a few minutes longer, the Dragon Lady would have put 2 and 2 together, and then there would have been trouble. But what's this idea Terry is noodling around with? It may be worth hearing more about. So stand by. Now remember, boys and girls, you're going to ask Mother to get some Libby's tomato juice. Tell her it's marvelous tasting and rich in vitamins. She knows you need vitamin C and vitamin A, and Libby's tomato juice gives them to you in generous amounts. And it contains vitamins B1 and G as well. What you'll go for, though, is its flavor. Flavor that's made it famous for many years. Now, to get that flavor, you want to be sure it's Libby's tomato juice. For victory, good Americans are buying war savings bonds and cents. What kind of an airplane spotter is Terry going to make? He says it isn't a joke. Well, then, what is it? We'll find out in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, and we'll see just what this clever American lad has in mind. So tune in for the fun and excitement tomorrow, sure.